And next we'll turn to the scriptures, to the prophecy of Malachi chapter 4. Malachi chapter 4. We'll read the whole chapter together. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with his statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Here ends the reading of God's word.
Dear congregation, with the help of the Lord, we want to preach the gospel to you, according you find in Malachi chapter 4, the second part of verse 2. Last week we preached about the first part of verse 2, the second part now, and verse 3. I read the whole verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And he shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, says the Lord of hosts. We write again this morning above the sermon, the Son of Righteousness. And now we see in the first place his healing. With healing in his wings. In the second place, we consider his release. He makes us free. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And in the third place, his victory. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. My dear children, the Son of Righteousness, healing, release, and victory, dear congregation. There are 3 days in the history of this world which changed the world. The day of our falling in sin. The day that death came in our human life. Death. The day that sin came. For sin and death always go together. Death is the wages of sin. What a day. A day of darkness. A day of anger. A day of wrath. A day of sorrow. A terrible day. The day of sin. Change the world. Creation totally. And the second day which changed the world totally. It was the day that Jesus came, the day of his birth. When that had not happened, we shouldn't be here. It had no sense. But the day of his birth, the light, I am the light of the world, came in our darkness. The day of hope, the day of life, the day of righteousness, the day of love. And where he comes and is born, in your heart, that's the great change. And that's what you need more than anything else. Christmas. Christ. Not only in Bethlehem, born by the Holy Spirit, born in my heart, bringing light, bringing life, bringing blessing, bringing the love of God as a reality in my heart, Christ. The great day of his birth. And the third day, which changed the world totally, shall be the day of judgment. The day that Jesus is coming on the clouds. That's the end of this world. That's the beginning of the fullness and the glory of the kingdom of God. The day that all sin shall be put away, and all sinners shall be done away, cast it out in hell. No sin, no sinners, full, pure glory, God all in all. That's the future. For the Lord's people. For Malachi, he is very earnestly speaking about the day. The day comes that shall burn as an oven. And all the proud, ye, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. For 2 days are behind us. But the third day, the day of judgment, is coming. Very quick. When we compare the history of this world with God's eternal plan, it's only a sigh. Our life here, the existing of this world, everything is hastening to that day, that great day of judgment. Behold, he comes with the clouds. Are we ready? But unto you that fear my name, you remember, I explained already a little bit what it means to fear his name. When you fear the Lord, you have nothing to fear. You have everything to hope. And the Lord brings his holy fear in your heart. To fear the Lord is to fear to make any separation by sinning against him and provoking him. The fear of the Lord comes forth out of the love for him. I love thee so much, O Lord. I cannot live without thy loving kindness. That's the fear of the Lord. To fear to make any separation. The fear of the Lord, we read in Proverbs, is to hate evil, to love what the Lord loves, to hate what He hates. The fear of the Lord is very, very beautiful, very needful. And the Son of Righteousness shall arise. They who fear the Lord shall see and know and feel the beauty of the Son of Righteousness. And you remember, when He arrives, the light is coming. The life is coming. The warmth is coming. Everything what we need is renewing our heart, our life, so that we are ready when the day comes, which burns as an oven. And now we go to the second part of this rich promise. He comes with healing in His wings. That's a beautiful example. You remember, my dear children, that the Lord Jesus once was weeping. Do you know why He was weeping? He saw Jerusalem, big crowd, and He was preaching. He Himself to them wanted to gather Him, them as a hen her chickens. His wings were spread out, warning for the danger, the coming wrath. But they didn't listen. They didn't come. They thought, not now. You, my dear children, in this gospel message, the Lord Jesus, the Son of Righteousness, in His glory, in His beauty, in His power, in His warmth, in His love, is standing before us. It's His word. Not that little man in the pulpit, but Christ is coming in His word to us this morning, the Son of Righteousness. And His wings are spread out, inviting, calling, come. There is healing in His wings. That's our first thought. Healing. And that's what we need, isn't it? I mean, you don't feel yourself sick. You feel no need of a doctor. But it can be very dangerous. More dangerous than you feel sick. The most dangerous sickness is that sickness which you don't feel. You are not aware of it. How are you? I'm healthy. I'm nice. And the cancer. Cancer is working in your body, destroying you. And at once it appears. Too late. Too late. Too late. That often happens, isn't it? That a doctor says to the patient, oh, had you come earlier here, now we can't help you. You are too late. Too late. People who didn't listen to the Lord Jesus when He was crying, when His gospel was preached, when His wings were spread out, they shall have an eternity to weep. Too late. Too late. Be bold. It's not now too late. It's now the day of grace. It's now the gospel day. It's now the day of salvation. Now Christ speaks to us. The Son of Righteousness. Healing. In His wings. His wings. Spread it out, inviting and calling. Do you see it? for the rich blessing lifted up to heaven to be in a place where Christ is preached and offered and glorified in his ability, in his willingness to heal. He is a perfect doctor. For that's the example, of course, the example of the doctor. And you and I, we are the patients. And when we feel healthy, we don't go to the doctor. But now the doctor is coming to you. A doctor who knows you. Who knows your inward psyche, who knows your whole life. Your thoughts, your desires, your lusts. Every moment, nothing is hidden for him. He is coming to us now. You are sick. You are deadly sick. It's true, as long as you don't believe that. As long as you don't really accept it. Or as long as you say, yes, we heard that very often, we know that. But you are not really touched by it. And not changed, then you continue in your death, in your terrible sickness. But this doctor, he is the Son of Righteousness. He is shining in our life, the true light. And he shows us the reality. And he gives us the life. And the light to see it. Your sickness, your danger, your death, eternal wrath. The wrath of God is revealed against all iniquity of man. The guilt of our first parents, Adam and Eve, my guilt, your guilt. Did you see it? Do you feel the need of the doctor? And then your own personal sins. Much more than you think. Our whole being, all our thoughts, feelings, lusts, words, actions, everything. We are building up a mound of sins. When David saw it, "They are more," he cried out, "than the hairs of my head." Look in the Psalms. When the Sun of Righteousness was shining in the hearts of people who fear him, how they saw and felt their sickness, their sins, their hopelessness. Healing. Our whole life, one way to death. No possibility to heal myself. A lot of people try to do that, spiritually too. I shall pray, I shall do this, I shall not do, try not to do this. And it's becoming worse, not better. Hopeless, sick, deadly sick. No hope in me. Did you ever feel that? For that's belonging to the process of healing. To show you your disease. To make it reality in your life. For your disease, my disease, is endless terrible. And it's true, we need that, to know that, to feel that. Pain. Read the Psalms, Psalm 51. We sing it together. When the Son of Righteousness rise and shows our light in the truth. Now his rich promise. He comes not to condemn. He comes to heal. To show you your deadly sickness. To humble you. To make you desperate in yourself. So that you depend only on this heavenly doctor. He only, he's the only one, Christ. But what encouraging, even when you don't feel your sins, he is mighty to make you alive. For when a patient has passed away, we don't call the doctor anymore. There's no help. It's now too late. Jesus came too late. So thought Mary and Martha. When Lazarus was ill, they sent him the message. Come, O Lord. No. He who is loved by thee is ill. And Jesus didn't come. He didn't come. And they were angry. Later on, why not? They thought he can only heal a sick Lazarus. But that he could heal a dead Lazarus. Sometimes there can be times in our life that we feel so dead. I don't feel my sin at all. I feel nothing. I'm so cold, so hard, so dead. That's your sickness too. And Christ is coming to you. Come! His voice, powerful. Lazarus, come out! He came. He came. Healing in his wings for the dead. And the dead shall hear the Son of the voice of the Son of God. And they shall live, live in all eternity, for him, out of him, to him, with him. Is that not a wonderful Son of Righteousness? Healing in his wings. And then what he's doing more. He takes away your disease. He really does. You born in sin. Conceived in iniquity. And then he shows you by his Holy Spirit. Second Adam. When you are united with him by true faith. He conceived of the Holy Ghost. Born in perfection. And his holy birth and conception covers your sinful birth. And then you see that by faith. And then he heals you when he shows you. It's the work of the Holy Spirit by the Word. That Christ had a perfect life. He never sinned, even not as a child. Never disobedient. Never any desire to sin. Always a perfect hate for sin. He. And when he heals you, he shows you my perfect life covers your sinful life. Totally. And then the Holy Spirit brings you to the cross. And you see in faith the Savior bleeding, shedding his precious blood. And it is applied to your heart. there he shed his blood for the forgiveness of all my sin. All my sin are put away, done away. Behold the Lamb of God, taking away the sin of the world. Not only the sin of the world, also my sin. And then we are healed. Then there comes peace. Then there is such a love. Then there is such a happiness. He bore my sin. Then our soul is healed, reconciled with God. Peace with God. The angels sung, peace on earth. Peace in my heart. Healing in his wings. That's the most precious, beautiful thing we can receive. When we are personally healed in the way of true faith. Christ, in his wings, I find healing. I find rest. I find life. I find everything. I find God reconciled with me. How can I express? Words are too poor to express the wonder of that healing, the blessing of that healing. What a doctor. And that doctor, his wings are spread out. He calls you sick sinner. He calls you dead sinner. And he is the Almighty. All things are possible with him. Sometimes there can be times in our life that it seems so impossible. That for our feeling everybody can be saved, but not I. But now I preach you this blessed Savior. All things are possible by him. When you alone had all the sins of the whole world, there is healing in his wings. When you are so addicted to all kinds of sins, there is healing in his wings. When the devil is telling you that you are not elected, that you are damned, that you cannot belong to the people of God, he is a liar. There is healing in his wings for the chief of sinners. And his invitation is coming to each of us. Nobody is excluded. Nobody is too bad. Nobody is too old. Nobody is too young. His wings are spreaded. Healing in his wings. Come, sinner. Find healing in his wings. Now, in the second place, we consider his release. For now the Lord use another example. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Release. The example which the Lord used is the calves in the stall. During winter time, the dark, narrow place, this old food, all together, no room, no liberty. And then is spring coming. The doors of the stall are open. And the cows are going out. First a little bit hesitating. They are not accustomed to the light. The full bright sunlight. The sun is shining. The meadows are green. And there they go and jump out and stumble and jump and are full of joy. And then they begin to eat. There is plenty enough fresh grass, delicious food. You understand the example, my dear children? What a difference. Closed in the dark stall. Such a narrow, dark place, closed, You cannot go out. And then the door is open. And you go out in freedom, in room, in light, in life, in food. Everything you need, what can make you happy. Do you understand? What a difference between the darkness and the light of the sun. And that's the promise for the Lord's people. Healing in his wings. And then they shall be released. I often hear, of course, that expression. And I often ask it. What's the date of your release? To my inmates. And some of them can say, well, some months, then I'm free. They are looking forward so strong to the date of their release. They cannot release themselves. And some of them, I cannot put this question. For I know, as long as they live, they never shall be released. Lifelong. And some of them has to say 20 years. Release. Freedom. And so the Lord's people has also the desire for freedom. Also after received grace, it can be so dark. It can be so poor. How is our experience in using the means of grace? When we read the word, are we really fed? Do we hear his voice? And are we coming to the Lord's house, hearing the gospel? Do we know that freedom? That walking in the light? Coming out. That spiritual joy. That's the promise. When you are healed, you cry it out in joy. I'm better. I'm better. No death. Life. That's the promise. I give you the light, the full light. You shall be outside in the light of the sun. What a difference between darkness and the light of the sun. What's the Lord admonishing us? Walk as children of the light. I am the light of the world. He who believes in me shall not walk in darkness. You know, it's a sign, a mark of them that hate the Lord. They prefer the darkness above the light. They don't want to come to the light. They want to hear the gospel, yes. They think I want to be converted. No. No. Your enmity. Your love for the darkness. That's terrible. When you are healed, then you know also a little bit, but truly, of this healing power of the Son of Righteousness. Your soul is longing for the light. Your soul is longing for the warmth. You want to be outside in the light and the love of that dear Son, isn't it? And that's the promise. That the Son of Righteousness shall shine abundantly upon you. That you see in his light things which you never saw before. That you see the beauty of God. The beauty of the kingdom of heaven. In the light of that dear Son of Righteousness. As calves coming out of the stall. that the Lord shall fill your heart with joy. So precious is the word of the Apostle Peter. Not seeing him, but believing, you rejoice with an unspeakable joy. The Lord makes you so glad. Then you walk in the light of the sun. And then you know I'm free. The Son of God made me free. He took away all my sorrow, all my guilt, all my sins. He took away reality. That's the promise. The Lord shall fill your heart and life with his joy. It's a nice example. The children, you can see it in them too, when they are at school the whole morning, working. And then there comes an hour, a break. They are free, they go outside. And you see them running and stumbling and glad, free. So the Lord brings his people into freedom. Here. Not only here, but also here. And I think the more the Lord's people enjoys that freedom, the more people can be jealous on them. The more they have the liberty to be a witness. The more the light is shining in them and upon them, the more they are shining it out. And that's to the glory of God. When we are in darkness, when we are so limited, when we are so afraid, we are not so healthy. We need freedom. The holy boldness to be a witness. So that people can see that people isn't happy people. Happy in the Lord. They have something what I don't have. That the promise is far more rich. For we are going quickly to the last day of this world. And it's through the experience of the best of the Lord's people is also that by their sins, their falling, their shortcomings, they so often are in darkness again. In the stall. But when they were in the freedom, they know the difference so well, isn't it? Do you know the difference? The calves out of the stall, in the light, in the freedom, and then closed again. When calves are too wild or try to fight, then the farmer says, go back, install, closed, wait there. And so it can happen that the Lord's people is too wild, too worldly, too fleshly. I think, by example, at Lot, he saw there Sodom and Gomorrah. Evil, evil places. But rich, wealthy, trade, work. And he made a decision. No, I don't go to live there. Not in their gates. Not in the town itself, no. But close to them. To have my money. You know what happened. Later on he came in the gates. Was sitting in the gate. And his soul was every day full of trouble and sorrow. Lord, what I'm doing. On what place I'm living. What a foolish man I am. Every day in darkness. By his wrong choice. And the Lord draw him out. He left all, everything he had. But the angels of the Lord took him. out of the terrible place, and how he is in a better place, released. For that's the promise and the fullness of this promise, isn't it? Ye shall go forth released. Soon comes the time that we shall be released for all eternity. For the Holiest One, we preach it tonight again, have only a small beginning, that's true. And that's our struggle, our darkness so often. But when we were in the liberty, our hearts are longing for the day of full release, for Lord to be there, where is perfect joy in thee, where is perfect glory. And our hearts are longing and hoping, with a living hope, that we shall be released for all eternity. And the second part of this promise is, they shall grow up and grow up. The scars of the stalk, there must be growth in grace. For there is not only the freedom, the light of the sun and the open air, but there is also the grass, the fruit, so wonderful, so blessed. And then you see that the example which the Holy Spirit used here, how that cows are eating the fresh grass and enjoy it so much. And you see them growing day by day. And they are coming to their goal and to their fruitfulness and give their fruits and their milk and their meat and all what's needed. So the church of God is by eating, they shall grow up. Then you need food. Healthy food. Delicious food. And that's true. When you are in the freedom, when the Sun of Righteousness is shining upon you, you have such a delight in His Word. Such a delight. It's so fresh. It's so green. It's so healthy. It gives you the grace to grow up. And you read in the morning. I remember when I was a young man. I was very busy, my young people. And yet I always, every day, found time in my short free time to read a sermon. Not because I was such a good boy, not because I thought I have to do that, but because I was so hungry. My soul was so hungry. And that's a healthy time, to be hungry, to eat. Not it must, it ought to be, it's good for me, I shall do. But I'm so hungry. Is that not nice? I remember that I never forget, it really impressed me, that I was in Scotland. And I was waiting with one of my friends, on a friend of him. He was much younger. He was 15 years old. And we went through the village street. He went in the little bookshop. And there he came back with the church magazine. I have it still now, full of devotions, parts of sermons. And what impressed me, he couldn't wait till he was at home. When we were walking along the street, he was reading. I saw the hunger. He attended the Lord's table already and gave sometimes a beautiful witness, 15 years old. And now he is a preacher of the gospel. They shall grow up by eating. You see the calves eating all the time. It's so delicious. It's so nice. And so we grow up. When the word of God is so nice for us, it's delicious for our soul. And so we are fruitful. So we come to our goal. And I know it's in part, but that's what we have to seek. Sunshine, healing in His wings, and now in the freedom, and eating, growing in grace, we become more fruitful in the church of God, a blessing for one another by the grace of God. And then in the third place, we see how the Lord promised the victory. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, says the Lord of hosts. That's another example. The Son of Righteousness, healing in his wings, healed by him, we come into freedom, we eat the fresh and green grass, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and then we are in the fight that belongs to it too. Then we are living in the healing wings of the Son of Righteousness. We shall be involved in the fight. We shall have enemies, the wicked, and he shall tread down the wicked. Who are the wicked? The most wicked wicked is my own flesh, my old man, my members which are on the earth. That's the most wicked wicked. Why? It's the enemy inside. All the other enemies are outside. But the most dangerous enemy is inside. The old man. The dead man. And we see and are warned very often in the Bible, who there are times in the lives of Lord's people that they seem to be conquered. A Samson. David, Peter, wretched man, I am. You see, the fight is also mixed with the desire to be released. Who shall deliver me? The wicked. I am the wicked. In myself, in my flesh, dwells no good. That wicked man must be killed, must be crucified. No compassion with him. Killing him. Your feet on him. That's the promise. Wicked is, of course, people around me who want to tempt me. My own friends. Ah, you're mad. Always reading the Word of God, always going to the Word of God. You have no life, man. You have no pleasure, no joy and fun in your life. You have. And you are eating. But you are feeling the warmth and the love and the light of the Son of Righteousness. But the world is always tempting you. So many warnings in the Bible that we shall not become conformable to the world, that we shall not love the world, that we shall not be busy with the things which go away. The world is always around us, our own friends, the members of our own family, our own wife. Lot's wife. Her heart stayed in Sodom. Therefore she never went out. The world in which we live, our colleagues, the temptations of business life. Ah, not totally honest. I had, to my sorrow, once a conversation with one of my elders, not here in the Netherlands. The man is not living now. He said, Pastor, when I do my business totally honest, I can stop. and he was an elder. That's the world. I said, you can better stop. You cannot be blessed when you are not honest. When you deceive anybody. That's the world. Not too honest. Not too strict. You are in this world. Everybody does it. It's normal. It's not normal. And you feel it. You have to fight and pray against it. Lord, make me honest. Let me put my feet on that world. On that cursed money. Let me put my feet on it. And then the devil, the wicked one, the evil one. We are in the fight, but because we walk in the light, because we have powerful food, healthy food, we receive the strength to fight a good fight, and we have the promise. And he shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. They disappear totally. A total victory. The guarantee we find on the cross. That the Lord Jesus fight it alone against the devil, against sin, against the world. It is finished. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good courage. I have conquered the world. In Christ, by Christ, we are more than conquerors. In the old times, in the old wars, there was a habit that when a king was conquered, the king who conquered him put it, his feet on his neck. There he lay down. Powerless. Conquered. You are the loser. And that's the promise. All our enemies, they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. A total victory. And Christ is coming in his glory. That great day then shall appear the total victory with Christ in his throne. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? When Christ is coming in his victory, the holy angels gather, the elected, his church, his body, and they go up, sitting in his throne. And then the day comes, begins the day of judgment. The day burning as an oven, and all the proud, he and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. That's the warning. Now his wings are spread, healing in his wings. Now the promise is preached to us. Freedom, joy in Christ. And the outcome is promised us. Total victory. All in Christ, by Christ, through Christ. Oh, seek this Savior, this blessed Christ. And don't rest, for that you are healed. You are free. And you are living in the living hope in Christ. I am conqueror. He gives me the eternal victory. Amen. Let us pray and thank now. O Lord, we thank and praise thy holy name. For all thy mercies in this hour, thy precious word, Son of righteousness, in thy light, in thy love, in thy wings is everything we need. Joy, freedom, the beginning of eternal joy springs to fight a good fight of to be conquered in and by Thee, to be released from all eternity. Dear Lord, bless Thy holy word for each of us, that our young children may keep it in their heart, and our upgrowing young people may seek that healing power, that true joy and freedom and find it in Thee, and that our families may be full of Thy light. Lord, we thank Thee for all Thy mercies and Thy help in preaching and in listening, and beseech Thee pardon all our sins, for also our most holy moments need the blood of sprinkling. Lord, be with us when we come together in the groups, with our young people and the older ones. Help us to be a blessing for one another in teaching, and give us grace to receive it with faith, with a hungry heart. O Lord, be at work in our midst. O Lord, we don't deserve it. We must confess that we are not worthy, even the least of Thy mercies. But we ask it only for Jesus' sake. Lord, bring us back again tonight. Let our hearts go out to Thee in hunger and thirst after Thy word. And let our souls be fed with the heavenly bread. We ask it all for grace. Amen.